Blog Talk Radio.
WSCIRO, Sikh Christian Internet Radio Outreach, Boston, Massachusetts.
Blog Talk Radio.
I am making my way on a journey through the valleys and hills of my heart to the kingdom of freedom and true love, where from my God I will never depart. And I'll sing la 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 la, my King, my Lord, and my life. La 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 la, I'll seek you from morning to night.
God of mercy, I am God who is merciful. I am favor, and I grant favor to whom I choose. I am God of the spotted and speckled. I am the Prince of Peace prophesied by the prophet Isaiah. I am God who restores your soul. I am the friend of sinners. I am God, I tempt no one. I am the God of peace. I am he who weeps with those who weep. I am he who speaks from a position of mercy. I am long-suffering. I am my spirit. I am gracious. I am the forgiver of all transgressions. I am the manna which came down from heaven. I am the breath that gives you life. I am he who will not remember your sins. I am the beloved and the song of songs. I am God who stretches out his hand. I am the liberty you seek through my spirit. I am ever faithful. I am God in the midst of your land. I am the forgiver of iniquity. I am abundant in mercy. I am the altar of peace for your fear. I am the Lord who makes wise the simple. I am God who is daily full of new mercy. I am God who comforts you. I am God of the poor and stranger. I am gentle and lowly in heart. I am the Lord who exercises loving kindness.
You're a it out. I want to search you out. I love the way you hide, so I can find you. I want to search you out.
You bring me close to your Good evening. Welcome to Faith Talks Live Prayer. And this is Dr. Shirley Caniff here, and I'm here with my husband, Dr. Jeffrey Caniff. Jeff, say hi, everybody.
Good evening, folks.
And you were just listening to, we had like a playlist that we like to play every once in a while just to get everyone into the spirit of the occasion where we just want to just honor the Lord in everything that we do for ministry. So we usually have him go before us in worship and in prayer. And we're going to go into prayer in a couple minutes. But I just want to say hi to all of my Facebook friends and YouTube family and those on Vimeo and all the other social media network. And we're going to talk about that today. But I like to start every show with a salutation because I want people to feel welcome. This is your home. You know, we offer our home. We have a studio in our home, and we just want to just go to the nations from our home because that's what the Lord's doing now with social media networking, and it's just awesome what God's doing, what God's people are willing to do when they say yes to Him. You know, He's just so full of surprises. Well, anyways, this is Dr. Shirley Caniff, and this is WSCIRO, which stands for C Christian Internet Radio Outreach of Greater Boston, and today we are going to talk about. We're going to continue our series, our faith series on Faith Talks Live Prayer with the topic being undying faith. But we are going to do it from in two parts. We're going to spend the first hour or the first 45 minutes with talking about this wonderful event that's going to be happening in Arizona between August 23rd and 28th. In Phoenix, Arizona, and it's sponsored by Boat Angle, and it's a Christian film, it's the first annual, I believe, Christian Film Fest, and XP Media is going to present this, and in a couple minutes, we're going to go to someone who is, his name is Rob John, he's a Facebook friend of ours, and we also met him at the Glory School with Patricia King, who's hosting this event. Actually came out this way, all the way from Arizona, to do a Glory School at the Metro West Bridge Church in Natick, Massachusetts. And so, you know, we have a lot of things in store. You're going to be surprised what God wants to do in the body of Christ, especially with the new media that's coming forth. And it's all part of the emerging God's media army. Okay. I said a mouthful, but we're going to get into some prayer. But the songs that you enjoyed, the first one was I Am God of Mercy by John Paul Jackson from his album 365 Names of God. And the second song was, worship song, was Mercy by Misty Edwards. And the third one was by Brian Jurgensen, Unmerciful God. So you got it. The theme is, you know, tonight it's going to be all about mercy, but, you know, knowing we're forgiven and at the same time, you know, what do we, you know, how do we show forth our love to God for all the wonderful things He's done, but serve Him. And one of the ways with many people are called to serve, like I said earlier, is through media, the media ministry, the new media. It's just not just, you know, the venue of media, but it's what you can do with it to promote the gospel, to partake of the fruits of the Great Commission, to go forth. So let's pray that, Jeff, I'm going to have my husband lead in prayer before we put Rob on. And it looks like we're going to have two guests, but it looks like Rob is the one that's going to do this. My other person, the intercessor, she's tied up, but she will be on another program. But anyways, I'm going to give the mic to my husband, Jeff, and he's going to lead us in prayer.
Thank you, Lord God Almighty, King of kings and Lord of lords. We give praise and thank you and glorify your name, O Lord. We surrender all the days, spots, and trials and disturbances, and we glorify your name. And we thank you for any fruit these days have borne, this day has borne for you, for the kingdom, for the increase of grace and mercy in our lives so we can dispense it to others. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Send forth your spirit of glory from the heavens down upon the earth, and those who await and listen and ask for you to send down your glory. We need your glory. The earth needs your glory, Lord. The physical earth is so in need of your glory to manifest its power, Lord. And these things are just increasing and increasing, and it is both by the hand of greed as well as the hand of the enemy of our souls who inspires greed. And we just stand against the greed, Lord. And we stand against it, and we break it in the name of Jesus. We break it over our churches. We break it over our communities. We break it over our hearts and minds, Lord. No greed in the name of Jesus. Spiritual stronghold of greed, I say, be gone. Leave. 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 Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Enrapture us in your glory. Send forth the fire of your glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being so willing to allow us to experience your presence in so many varied ways. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the community. Thank you for those who come together in common seeking the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't thank you enough, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you very much, Jeff. And I just want to add to that. When you were just, there was something that you said that really Lord put his finger, his thumbprint on, and that was you were tying and binding and breaking the greed over the church, over the nation. But right now, Lord was showing me over the last couple of days, especially with that Gulf spill, that there were two principalities that had colluded and collided with the spirit of greed, and the spirit of greed was definitely attaching itself to many of the people in the corporate hierarchy, the MBT, and the Lord was showing me that greed attached itself to Leviathan and Pythos. I noticed that when the person was being interviewed before the committee, Tony Haywood, he was like, there was something around his neck. He just was so constricted, and that's what, like he was, there was like a suffocation, like there was a loss of words, and he just looked blank, and that was attributed to the spirit, the Python spirit, just like suffocating. And lots of people are feeling that way, and that's also that's part of the spirit of fear. But we don't. The Lord doesn't give us a spirit of fear, but He gives us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Again, He doesn't give us a spirit of fear, but He gives us a spirit of power, love, His power, not man's power, power, love, and a sound mind. And we need to meditate on that scripture so that His peace can flow like a river. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We break that agreement right now over the United States with in the area of between greed, okay, and the principalities of Leviathan and Pythos. And we ask you, Lord, to deal with those principalities, because the Lord is doing that. He can only deal with the principalities, so we can take authority over the spirits. That evil spirits that like to come and support those principalities. So we just thank you, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over this nation, over the waters, over the borders, and all the 51 states in Jesus' holy name, and the families in the United States and throughout the earth. Lord, we ask that you raise up prayer warriors at the different hours in the day. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, well, the first part the top of the show here, we're going to talk about God's mighty army. It's arising. The Lord is visiting the nations with a fresh move of His creativity and power expressed through media. And we are going to go to Rob right now, and he's going to tell us all about it and what the Lord has shown him and you know, just you know, and what his role will be at the film festival. So here we go. We're going to go to Rob right now. I'm just trying to hit that hand. Okay. Just hold on. Okay. Anya, is that it? Okay. Hi. Hi, Rob.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Could you hear us?
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Shirley. Hi, Dr. Jeff. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Now, Rob, is that your full name, Rob John, or is there a longer name with that?
Actually, first name's Robert, and then the middle name's John. So,
oh, okay.
Robert John. Yeah, just go by Rob. It was funny. I used Robert John because there'd be so many Roberts in the entertainment industry, you know, with like a New York agent or a L.A. agent. So I just went with my first and middle name. So.
Wow. Awesome. So, you know, when we were at the Glory School, you were so interested to talk to, and I thought, wow, we can have you on the show, and it's just so appropriate that you have this real passion for media, and are you involved in media right now at some point? I mean, just let the viewing audience know who you are, what you do, and all about what's happening in Arizona.
All right, great. Yeah, I can tie that all in. This is awesome. Basically, with me, my testimony can be found on MySpace.com, Robert John Ministries, and I used to do acting and modeling and travel the world with it and pretty much put that down in 2000 and then received the baptism of the Holy Spirit in 2007. And the last thing that I thought I would do would go back into the industry, and then the Lord called me back. And getting ready right now for the Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ competition, and that can be found on www.amtcworld.com. And what the Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ competition does is it grooms the model, actor, singer, dancer, or special individual talent or comedian in front of producers, directors from all over the world. So it's been a blessing to meet the president, Kerry Arbin, and it's a competition that happens twice a year in Orlando. So, and that's how I got to meet Patricia, because she was starting an XP acting school and I needed the training to get ready for the AMTC World competition. So just so excited about, you know, learning about Patricia and Ron and their hearts, and their ministry is amazing, and everybody that serves on her ministry is amazing. So it's just a blessing. You know, I think this event is so huge because the Lord's been working with me on Ephesians 6:12, and, you know, for it says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. So this event is going to definitely be a forerunner event, and as we know, we don't go by feelings, you know, and so this is going to set off a chain around the world, and it's definitely going to be exciting because it's going to break those spiritual forces in the heavenly realms. And as we all know, you know, the seven things in the mountain: government, education, media, arts and entertainment, religion, family, and business. So media is huge. So this is exciting stuff. You know, I mean, some of the people that will be there: Patricia King, James Gall, Stacey Campbell, Sean Boltz, Darren Wilson, David Nixon. You know, there's going to be some amazing, amazing people of God here. So, really exciting.
Now, there's going to be, are you going to be speaking too? Or
yes, I'm actually doing a workshop, the Catwalk to Christ workshop, and I'm going to be giving my testimony, and I'm going to be tying in about XP Media, Patricia's ministry, and the different things that they do there with XP acting, XP boot camp, XP screenwriting, and the XP voiceover. And that information can be found on xpmediatraining.com. So, you know, basically we were asked, like, what is the importance of taking back the media for God? And, you know, I just think we're at a crucial stage in media right now. You know, with all the new technology everyone has available, media access 24/7, and I just really believe the victory will vary depending on, like what you were saying earlier, to the degree that we renew our minds. And, you know, the mainstream media is trying to control our minds to follow the ways of the world. And we really need to provide a better alternative. And we really have to watch our ear and eye gates. And you know, as Romans 12:2 says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So, you know, I think this is such a huge event, such an exciting event. I can just feel such a quickening in my spirit. And there's going to be some amazing things that are going to happen. So, yeah, I hope if you're in Phoenix, you can come out to the workshop. It's going to be the Catwalk to Christ workshop. The Lord really put it on my heart to introduce people to all sides of media, the acting and modeling and singing and dancing, and to tie in XP Media with AMTC. So that's really what I'll be doing with the workshop. And also I will be working at the booth for the Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ company there at the Phoenix Film Fest. So.
Wow.
Yeah, exciting.
Yeah. Now the first day is on Monday, and I'm looking at the schedule. It starts, it's Monday, August 23rd. It starts at 7 p.m., and the opening meeting is free, and that's where everybody's going to get their plan, you know, the host lowdown for what's going to happen for the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
And Tuesday, the 24th, through Friday, and I think after that, it's like $50, right? $50.
Yeah, that says full pass for will be $50, yep.
Yep.
And then a one-day pass will be $25, and then for the awards banquet, it will be $65.
Wow, the awards banquet. So there are going to be people that are actually going to get awards for what they've done so far. Is that correct?
Yeah, there will be all different types of genres, which you can find on ChristianFilmFest.org. But, you know, like they'll have like a 10-minute documentary. They'll have music videos. So there will be different genres, and they'll also be giving out like a minister's award. So it's going to be exciting to see all the different – I've seen some of the stuff that's been submitted, and it's fantastic.
That's excellent. That's excellent. And if people want to register ahead of time, you could do so online at xpmedia.com, or you can call 1-866-980-5464. Again, that's 1-866-980-5464. And – it's at the Fiesta Resort Conference Center. Is that anywhere near Phoenix? Is that
yeah, it's about 20 minutes to 30 minutes from the Phoenix airport.
Oh, okay. And it's on 2100, it looks like S Priest Drive or South Priest Drive, Tempe, Arizona. So so for those of you who have your GPS out there, or I don't know, I guess they have GPSs and iPods now.
It's really exciting. They've booked out the whole hotel for this event.
Wow.
So, you know, I it's going to be really, really exciting.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was great talking with you guys, too, because I just want to say to a lot of people that I think God's going to be calling a lot of the people in the prophetic to start to act. You know, it was amazing taking the class out in Phoenix, the full-time XP acting class, because you really learned, you know, as it says, we see from the eyes of our heart. And
mm-hmm.
you really, really learned, at, you know, when you were learning your characters to really see the character, or like when you're reading a Bible story to really see the Bible story. So I really don't want anyone to limit themselves, you know, thinking that they're not going to be called into media, because this was really the last thing that I thought I would be called back into. And I think a lot of us are going to be called back into it. And I just, you know, recommend anybody to go out to XP with Patricia and her whole team. It was life-changing. And, you know, it just going through the acting class would help anything like we were talking about at the bridge about with street evangelism or giving a word for someone. Or, you know, for me, it's a lot more comfortable just coming on and talking with you guys. So, you know, I'd really, really, if you're getting a quickening on your spirit and it's like, yeah, but I don't know how to act, or I don't, but the Holy Spirit will teach you how to act. And so I don't want anybody out there to limit themselves. And I think that's part of what I feel my workshop will do. I feel like the Lord's telling me to pray for people that may be on the fence and are struggling with it, for a new measure of faith and to go after this thing in the media. So.
Yeah. And a lot of people think that, you know, because Hollywood, you know, overemphasize huge salaries and all these things, that you need a whole lot of money. I mean, do you find that when you do things for the Lord and the Lord anoints you, you know, to do the acting, it's, you know, just to gain the skills, it's not all that expensive? I mean, you know, the Lord, you know, because I think in Hollywood it's all about, you know, it's all about competition and, you know, who could, like, you know, buy the best equipment. We need good equipment, but it's more like we need technological genius, and I believe that the Holy Spirit releases that. We were just, you know, we've been involved indirectly with Patricia King's ministry. We went to God's Media Army, and when we were, even before then, when Patricia made an announcement in Toronto that mm-hmm. the Lord was calling her, and this is when she just turned 50 years old, so that was like at the beginning of the new millennium, that the Lord was calling her to into the media, and she had no clue about how to even do media. But and over the years, just to see it evolve, it is so amazing what God has done with Patricia and her staff. And, you know, with XP, it's just awesome. You know, somebody is actually online. I don't know if I should step on a faith. There's somebody else that's coming on. From a 916 area code. Is that a California area code, Rob, or is that?
I don't know what a 916 is.
Yeah, I don't know. I just want to just if you want, you can still be here. I'm just going to just.
Yeah, no problem.
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, hold on for a second. Hello.
Paul? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Hi. Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. And.
Amen. Mm-hmm. My name is Lars.
Yes, hi. How are you doing?
Blessed. Really blessed. I just just wanted to blow my shofar for what your prayer and for what the Lord is doing for this man of God.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Go
so
for it.
Put you on my speakerphone. Amen. So Yahweh, have your way.
Amen.
Awesome. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you, brother. Bless you.
Thank you so much.
Amen. When we were at God's Media Army a couple of years ago in 2008, they blew the shofar. So this is so prophetic.
I've got to tell you, I just retired from the fire service.
Mm-hmm.
I spent 31 years in the fire service. In California, and I just retired, and I just returned from Israel.
Oh, wow. Crazy.
And this morning I had a dream, and in the dream, the Lord Yahweh told me that something about radio voiceover. I didn't understand it. So I know that this is a divine appointment, so hallelujah.
Amen. Rob, why don't you pray over him for that release, you know?
Yeah.
He's hearing the call. Yeah.
And I just wanted, I had a quickening, too, that xpmediatraining.com does voiceover in Phoenix. So, yeah, so that's exciting. Missy Barber is a fantastic coach. She worked with me with the voiceover stuff, and I was able to do a voiceover role, so a reel for that. So, you know, you definitely want to check that out on xpmediatraining.com. And, I mean, maybe you could, where are you calling from?
I live in Elk Grove, just south of Sacramento.
Okay. So the flight's not too bad to get over to Phoenix. Was that a two-hour flight, maybe?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, for a four-hour drive.
Yeah, that'd be. So, Father, we just thank you and praise you. And we thank you and praise you for your glory. And in the prophetic, there's nothing coincidence, Father God. So we just release that gift of voiceover over the media. And we just give you all the praise and all the glory, Father God. And I personally can't thank you enough for your heart. You know, the word I'm getting is the Lord just, you have a heart like David. So Hartley David. So thank you so much. And if there's anything that I can do, you can get, if you know, for you, you can get my information from Dr. Shirley, and or I'm on actually Facebook under Robert John. I'm one of Dr. Shirley's friends. So if there's anything I can do for you in the future with that, please stay in touch.
Amen. And one thing I'd like to just add, what Yahweh has been showing me, I got saved about 6.5 years ago, raised my whole life in the church. That's a whole other teaching. But he wants us to get back to his name.
Yes.
And when he gave Abraham in Exodus, you know, I am that I am, he specifically said, this is my name. And then in you know, the law says not to misuse his name. And
right.
He's just shown me the reverency that he's given me and enabled me. And I received what you spoke, because that's, I'm sold out. And because I was sold out for the end. And so what he's gotten me back to is when I pray, you know, asking Yahweh, but I use the name of Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeah.
And hallelujah. And that's what I know you know that, but I'm going to ask that it would be an increase in people that are listening would just start using his name and watch not only in the natural but the spirit realm what happens.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, boy, we want to release that. And the people go out there watching, and the people that are destined to come to the Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach, that you release the power of the name within their spirit. We thank you, Jesus, so that the spirit will rule over their soul. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, thank you very much. And your first name? Yeah.
My name is Lars, L-A-R-S.
Lars, we will continually keep you in our prayers, and thanks for stepping out in faith and bless
Hallelujah.
You.
My right hand of Yahweh just continues to use you, and I'm going to get on Facebook after listening to you guys, and shalom.
Amen. 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 And spread the love and spread the link, too. God bless you.
Amen.
Bye-bye. Amen.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
God is so cool.
Oh, he is. I love it. He does those things. Oh.
Wow. Yeah, Lars has such a heart for the Lord. My goodness, that is awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah, and he did. You know, I feel that whenever a shofar is blown, see, that means a lot to me, because when I first started with the media years ago, I had no training at all, and the Lord kept moving through people and saying, "You're going to be in media," and I felt that too. And I'm like, "I'm not a model. I'm not 6 feet. You know, all this stuff." And the Lord said, "I just want you. I accept you the way you are. I'm releasing you. You're not going to need so much money, although money would be good, right? It's an added blessing, but." It was like he just wanted me to start tithing to other media ministries, and that was how I got that ability to receive instruction and being a minister. I was able to learn how to edit and produce and cable in a Comcast studios for nothing, because I had a ministry. So you know, we had a 501c3, and it was awesome, and then we were able to do some shows there, and then when YouTube started, and then that's when we just put everything on the internet, because it's all going towards, you know, the internet, and it's just awesome, and it just started since 2005. That's it. And it was so funny, because we had an IT person who used to build computers from when he was 6. He has Asperger's syndrome, and sometimes with people with Asperger's, they develop like a genius capability in some area of their life. Well, his was building computers. So you know, he was helping us with outreach and food outreach. And then what happened was, as he got older and more independent, he took my first computer apart, and it was springs and bolts, and it was a gateway computer. He said, "I never seen anything like that before." I said, "Well, Billy, are you going to put this back together?" He goes, "I don't think so. I think what I'm going to have to do is build you one." He took me computer shopping. But, you know, I had to allow him. The reason why I allowed him to touch my computer, because I had an open vision of Jesus walking in with tools to fix my computer before he opened the door. So the Lord said, "Trust my servant," you know. And since then, like, God used him you know, because our faithfulness is tied to media ministries, he used him to train us in the technological aspect of that we would need for media. And then he told us about YouTube, and it was a new kind of software for it was in its infancy stage in 2004 and 5. This is following the tech news regarding this new media venue that was coming. It was a social media network of a kind that was invented by these students. Did you hear the story about YouTube or an Oprah or anything before I go on, Rob?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Yeah. Well, you'd be surprised to find out that these young kids, they were just bored with nothing to do. They were at a party, and they were just tired of going out all the time. And they're like, can we just, like, you know, stay in contact with our friends through software? So what they did, they invented this software, this media software, and it just was such a big hit. They became, like, instant billionaires.
Wow.
And what happened, you know, before I even knew about the story, before my, you know, our IT person, you know, started to make us more aware of these things, the Lord was saying, I am raising up people with software, I'm serious, software that will allow you to have your broadcasting network on the internet for nothing.
Wow, that's awesome.
So it was,
just to tie into what you were saying before about, you know, the money and Hollywood and all that stuff. I think God makes rooms for your gift, and I'll you know, go into a little bit of why I couldn't believe that God was calling me back into, you know, modeling and acting. I mean, my background was more modeling, and I did actually more like swimwear body modeling. And, you know, this was in the late 90s, and, you know, now it's 2010, so I was like, God, you know, what does this even look like? And he'll make room for the gift, you know. And
right. And
it's funny that you just said that, too. You were saying about, well, how would you be able to produce? And, I mean, the new technology now is going to be so much cheaper and put people at a level playing field. You know, I think George Lucas had even said that the big budget movies are going to start going less because the technology will be able to get more bang for your buck. So, you know, I just really can't stress enough that media is such a huge thing, and we need to take it back for the kingdom of God. And I would not limit yourself, because if you're really feeling the quickening of your spirit that you're supposed to be doing some type of media, God will open it up. And God has made provision for me and has just, you know, supernaturally opened doors to meet amazing people. And so, you know, I was having all these doubts, like, God, what does this look like? I'm baptized in the Holy Spirit, and, you know, there's some things that I definitely wouldn't do anymore that I did before, and, you know, was already able to do a local commercial and do a commercial with Patricia with XP Media. So the Lord will open up that door for you. So, you know, there's nothing to fear out there in the Lord. So.
Yeah. And I'm looking at the back of this brochure and some of the workshops, huh? You know, that they, like Rob was saying, you mentioned the workshop that he was going to do. But there's a couple of other things that I think the listening audience would love to know. Film and video screenings and networking and intercession for media, because there needs to be, you know, a band of intercessors, because it's a ministry. We become media missionaries. I love that term, media missionary. And then, of course, there's going to be some prophetic ministry, because many, many producers, I have a friend, you know, who, she's a Messianic person, a Jewish person, and she had worked with Scripps Film, you know, just like you, in her secular days, or before Christ days. And one of the things that she said that it marks a good producer is the ability to see. They're seers. You know, they could see the motion picture ahead of time. So, you know, and all they're doing is backtracking, getting everybody together. And that's basically, because she had asked me how I produce, and I said, well, that is, I just see it ahead of time, and then I just copy what I see, you know. You know, I mean, when I'm doing the video editing. And it's so much like anything that the Holy Ghost does through us, because he dreams through us, basically, if you know, I really believe that dreams are supposed to be movies, right?
Yeah.
Especially prophetic dreams, you know. Right now, there's a lot of nightmares out there that are movies. You know? I mean, A Nightmare on Elm Street. Come on, folks, please. There's going to be distribution opportunities on how to distribute your what you produce.
Yep.
And
the legalities from it too. Yep.
Yeah, and then the modernize your media, fund your films, discover new resources and equipment. So this is quite awesome. I know on YouTube, a lot of people are concerned with, like, when you use, you know, music with video, you know, who gets the credit. Well, I think they just passed legislation where if you use anybody's, you know, that's a recording artist, their music, they have a way for them to get their money when it, you're using it, if you have to give credit to them. And then the iTunes popped up, on YouTube it popped up with the video, and you actually help out the other person that way. So there's different ways where people could be able to collaborate and, you know, get their fair share and, you know, and get their worth out of what they do.
Yeah, no, it's exciting, and you know, we want to always do everything in excellence. So that, you know, there's so many different sides of the business, and the professionals that are going to be here, it's an all-star cast, so it's exciting. It's really, really exciting.
You know, I like the fact that Pam Carter, who's Linda Carter's sister,
yep.
Wonder Woman, you know, we met her the last time, and she's done some movies, too, and I think she's working on one.
She is an amazing woman of God. I just got to meet a lot of those people, Lars, out there, and that's the other thing, too, just, you know, the synergy of all the people that are just radically in love with the Lord out there. It's going to be a glory bomb that's going to spread throughout this nation and the rest of the nations through media. So it's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I would like to actually attend. Me and my husband would like to attend for that week or part of that week. And so if you could pray for us, it's always that, you know, the finance word. But, you know, I was listening to Kim Clement today because I was taking his prophetic class. He's another person that God uses, you know, with the gift of music and worship and the prophetic. And he has an incredible gift of prophetic playing with the piano. And so as he was, you know, it was the last class I was taking in Prophetic Destiny, and he was praying over everyone, and I closed my eyes for a couple of seconds, and I had a vision of, I just, all of a sudden, this bag was in my hand, a yellow bag tied up, you know, in knots, and it fell out of my hand, and literally, I could feel it falling, and I'm like, I had no bag in my hand in the natural, the Lord said, just pick it up. he like, dropped it in my hand from heaven, and this is when King Clement was praying over people, you know, for the release of finances for their ministry, you know. To, you know, to go out through the media and everything. Isn't it awesome?
That is. That's really good.
Yes. Really, so if you can release that in us, that we could go, you know, somehow we can afford that plane ticket, because we're on the East Coast. This thing is practically on the West Coast, and, you know, it would be great to be there. But if we're not there physically, we can be there in the spirit. But it's just good that we have this opportunity to let everybody know that this is going to happen, but we'd like to be there with everyone.
Yeah, let me, Father, you love to give us the desires of our heart, and we're kingdom kids, and we serve a king, so I just thank you that the finances will come in for Dr. Shirley and Dr. Jeff to be able to attend this, and I just thank you so much for their hearts and their ministry, Father God, so we just give you all the praise and all the glory, and I look forward to hearing the praise report. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Lord, we just ask that you would release, I see the hand of God right now on you, Rob, as you are pouring out right now. The Lord's saying he's blessing you, he's already to give you a huge blessing for your faithfulness because of the choices that you made. You could have went the wrong way like everyone, but you stuck it out. And the Lord says he's proud of you, and he's going to release a very huge blessing upon your life. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Don't underestimate what the Lord wants to do.
Amen.
Lord, thank you, Lord. It's huge. He says, I just see the word huge opportunity in white letters over you. So we thank you, Lord. Huge opportunity. Thank you, Lord. And
thank
he's going to give
Father.
You focus, a clear focus about what with the direction that you're going into with this. And even though you're multifaceted and you have multiple talents, he's raising up he's going to make the teaching gift stronger in you. And I got this before, but I'm seeing the producing gift. You know, you're comfortable in the acting, but he's going to give you a producer's gift. That's an increase of the seer anointing, you know, and the hearing of the voice of the Lord. You know, you're going to be hearing scripts from heaven and even musical scores with these scripts. It's going to be a combination of everything. You're going to be so blown away, but the Lord's going to blow the lid off you in the spirit, and wonderful things are going to come to you when you're out there. So we just thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. It's been,
you're welcome.
You guys are such a blessing.
And you are.
So yeah, I just just to kind of close, I just want to give that information again.
Okay.
For the film fest, it'll be thechristianfilmfest.org. And also what's really cool, too, with what XP Media is doing is you can actually bring the XP acting, the boot camp, screenwriting, and I think even the voiceover to your local church or your community. So you can actually fly them out to you if you can't get out to Phoenix. So, again, more information. Yeah, so that's really exciting as well. So more information.
Well, that'd be great for Metro West. That would be great for Metro West Church. I always saw Metro West as being, you know, having something like that. You know?
Yeah. So that would be www.xpmediatraining.com, and that will then lead you to the different things with the XP acting, XP boot camp, the screenwriting and voiceover, and then also the thing that I fly out for on Monday, July 5th, the Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ competition. Again, that can be found on amtcworld.com. And if you really feel like God's calling you in as a model, actor, singer, dancer, special talent, comedian, what they do is they prepare you for that competition twice a year. And I'm really looking forward to that. That'll be all of next week. And actually, Tim Urban, who placed in the top 10 on American Idol, has recently gone through that competition. So there's a lot of different producers, directors. And again, this company is a Christian company, and the president, again, is Carrie Arbin. And it's an amazing company. So it's been a blessing to work with both the Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ and Patricia King and her ministry with XP. So just exciting things in the media. And I just want to thank Father now that there'll be amazing, as he said, he's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh, and it's going to come right through the media. So we just give you all the praise and glory, Father God. And I can't thank you enough for all these amazing, amazing people that you continue to put in my life. And thank you for Dr. Shirley and Dr. Jeffrey, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for Robert John. And God bless you. And hopefully we'll be interviewing you again with Carrie, right? With Carrie on.
Yeah, we'll try to get Carrie on. And that'd be great.
That'd be awesome. Okay. Well, we'll be talking to you.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. I'll see you soon, okay?
All right. God
bless.
All right.
Take
care.
Bye.
All right. We're going to go into the topic on undying love, but I just want everybody to just sit back and just thank God for the blessing of media and what he's doing, what he's been doing on our show and with people's lives that come on and, you know, and get blessed and are a blessing. So I just want to just thank the Lord for this. And we are at the top of the hour. We had Rob John on. He is an incredible, gifted Christian young man who the Lord has blessed with the incredible gifts of acting for the kingdom and teaching. He's going to be doing a workshop at the New Media Fest, and that's going to be in Phoenix, Arizona. It's hosted by XP Media. So, just go to xpmedia.com. to know more about that, and again, we will give that phone number one more time. It's a toll-free number to call to register. And they are also looking for people to be there for 30 days and, you know, learn all about the media and street ministry, and they prepare you to also, you know, be a part of the volunteer team that will be hosting the media fest. And so if you want to do that, you can call, fill an application, and you can call 1-866-980-5464. Okay, today we're going to talk about, within this next hour, we are going to talk about undying faith, okay? We already journeyed at the beginning of this topic, you know, the journey of faith never stops, you know, after we teach, it continues, right? We are all born with a certain amount of faith that, you know, we receive from our Heavenly Father just to, you know, come into existence, and then when we then walk in our daily life, you know, day in and day out, we need faith to get from one, you know, stage of development to the next. But then as we, you know, when we get to a certain age of accountability, where we can comprehend and understand, you know, the things of the Spirit, we come to that place by a leap of faith, and we attach our faith to the Lord's faith, you know, by receiving Jesus, and He sends us the Holy Spirit. And one of the gifts is the supernatural faith. And faith, like we said in Hebrews, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's a substance and the evidence of things not seen, okay? So we talked about bootstrap faith and, you know, how we, you know, use, you know, that's a kind of faith that when you're in the middle of crisis and circumstances and situations, there's something, an element of faith that yet calls out, okay, calls out to the deep, you know, that screams practically, you know, for, and the Lord comes running to us. It screams out to the deep, and we talked about the fishing pole and how, you know, fishing pole is more like faith, and the hook, the bait is the, you know, is the hope that will, you know, at the end of the hook, that will actually grab hold of the fish, you know, that, and fish is like it's his revelation, and we talked about how, you know, through experience, direct experience, or other people's experience, how we gain that knowledge to understand that, you know, what we're looking for in the future is within reach, you know, with the fishing hook of the fishing pole of faith. So we looked at that, and then we talked about reckless faith, and, you know, and we talked more about how when Jesus saw the faith of people that were unlike, you know, that people wouldn't even think would, you know, have that degree of faith, or people moved on behalf of others. It was that as he saw the degree of faith, as he saw, had the revelation of what was going on in them and how they rose to the occasion, he was honored, and it moved him in compassion and, you know, to act, you know, to honor their faith. So the Lord, you know, when we move out in faith, you know, in reckless faith, and move in that belief, we, as we honor Jesus, He honors us, and He moves on our behalf. So right now we're going to go to Romans 8. And my husband's going to come in, and he's going to read Romans 8, and we're going to talk about that. And I just want to ask the Holy Spirit to come with His power, come with His glory, to open up the eyes of our understanding, to open up our ears that we may hear, and to open up our spiritual eyes that we may see what the Holy Spirit wants us to see. So we just thank You, Lord. Praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Romans chapter 8.
just a commentary on the previous chapters. The previous chapters deal a lot with faith, hope, and love, and some of sin and death a lot. And I think the disciples in Rome were having a hard time grasping and were coming under self-judgment and self-condemnation. So Paul was trying to not only just help them get free of that, he was trying to give them a solid foundation so they could stand on the chapters that followed. And he starts chapter 8 with verse 1. Hence now there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Well, this is a statement that presents a question. How do you know you're in Christ? How do you know? And Paul goes into a lot of the law of the spirit of life in Christ has freed you from the law of sin and death. So you are positionally in a state of freedom. And I'm not going to go into the war between the flesh and the spirit, but the next 11 verses talk about that. And Paul jumps, after he explains that, he goes into children of God through adoption. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Ooh. You have to be led by the Spirit of God. And you will be. And you are, if you are led by the Spirit of God, you are demonstrating that you are a child of God. And we didn't receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but we received a spirit of adoption through which we cry, Abba, Father. Are we crying out to our Father? The Spirit itself, the Holy Spirit, in with our spirit, witnesses that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if only we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. And sometimes that suffering is going through with God in his willing to transform us through his divine revelation to us about who we are. And then Paul extols the fact that we have a destiny of glory. We have a destiny of glory. And Paul's talking about himself. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. For creation awaits with expectation the revelation of the children of God. Well, creation waits. Now, it doesn't say some creatures. It doesn't say just the earth. It doesn't just say people. It says creation in an inclusive manner. And then Paul goes into defining why, what even the earth is in struggle with. And he says that creation itself would be set free from the slavery to corruption and share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. You know what that corruption is? It's the sin of mankind. That's the corruption the physical earth is enslaved to, because the earth was given unto us by God. Therefore, when Adam sinned, the earth fell into our corruption because we were given the rulership in God's place over the earth. And when we entered into sin, all creation became into bondage to sin. And we know that all creation is groaning in labor pains even until now. And not only that, we ourselves have the first fruit of the Spirit. We also groan within ourselves as we wait for adoption, redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that sees for itself is not hope. For who hopes for what one sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait with endurance. In the same way, the Spirit, too, comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit intercedes with inexpressible groanings. And the one who searches the heart knows what the intention of the Spirit is, because it intercedes for the holy ones according to God's will. God wants to pray through each and every one of us according to his will, if we surrender more and more to God the Holy Spirit. He will continue to sanctify. He will also bring many, many graces to those who remain open to him. And then Paul gets to the deeper part of it. God's love for us in Christ is unstoppable. He cannot be stopped in his love for us. He even went back to 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 years before Christ to pick a person, Abraham, to start the human family that he loved called Israel, so that he could set himself up to be incarnate into the world through a people set apart for God. The purpose of Israel, even till now, is to honor God, to glorify God. And there's no escaping that. And then here's what the next...
Thank you, Jeff. You know, when one of the things that you said that is a prelude into this next thing that I'm going to talk about is that the Lord wills to love us, right? That's His undying love and undying faith. We were Jeff and I were just talking about how we were going to do this show, and every time I heard undying faith, I also heard, you know, in the back of my, you know, in my mind, right next to undying faith, undying love. Undying, you know, faith, hope, and love are intertwined. And the greatest gift of all that is love. But, you know, you can't operate in full capacity of love without operating in the full capacity of faith. You know, they just are intertwined. And he wills to love us. The question is, are we willing to love him? You know, what is that degree of faith that we need to exercise, to unite to him? The love that he pours forth in us, immaturity, cries out to him, and that's because of faith. And that's a specific faith called undying faith. It's something that's eternal about, the faith, the supernatural gift of faith that God gives us. It's undying. Our faith can die, but our faith, the purpose of the human faith, is to unite to God's undying faith, and it's to bring us to our future, and things like that, in hopes of bringing us to our glorious future in Him. I was studying this morning in the book of Romans. It was part of my study, scriptures. And I just looked at Romans 8:28 in a different way, as Kim Clement was teaching it. And the Lord is such a mystery in. And as he's teaching us through his Holy Spirit and through the people he raises up to teach, he unfolds things daily, each day. It's like the Word of God it conforms us. It's transforming and it's conforming. And that was my experience with this. But at the same time, the Lord had a surprise last night. And someone had was chatting with me in the chat room and Facebook, and she was in crisis, and it was just so overwhelming just to hear the crisis. But the reason why it was overwhelming because I wanted to provide an answer, and I was frustrated at myself because I did not have an answer. Part of me, whenever I hear this, because I've been in crisis so many times when I was younger, but every time I cried out to the Lord, or there was believers around me, that specifically were women that, were spiritual mothers that prayed with me. It seemed to have gotten me to that place of victory quicker than stewing in the crisis. But you have to go through the pain in order to get to the, you know, the resurrection, the pain, the crucifixion pain, in order to get to the resurrection. And you do that through prayer. And so when I was like, oh, this, I could feel this lady's pain. I'm like, and I'm saying to myself, I know I could feel her pain because I was there. I was, you know, it may not have been the same circumstance, but I was, you know, I was there in the muck. And it was easy for me to get there with her. And I asked the Lord, Lord, do you want me to get there with her? And he goes, no, not right now. I want you to pray. I want you to pray for her and just get back to her. I made some referrals. But, you know, I got up again, and she was on my mind again, and as I saw her name up again on the chat. And I felt her disappointment. I felt like, oh, I let her down. She was disappointed. But the Lord said, no, I have a word for her. And, you know, I had to study Romans 8:28. And the Lord says, not only for your study, it's for her as well. So, you know, I typed it and sent it to her, and I really believe it blessed her. But she had, I guess, was so distraught, she had told me that she couldn't even get any sleep. That's how much it was. The situation was for her. So, so this is the scripture, and I believe that this is for everyone. And this is just the Lord exercising, you know, his undying faith through the words of Paul. You know, it was just so eloquently put. I never read it like this before, but what the Lord had done was he raised up this woman at this time, you know, as it was, this was a reading assignment for myself. And so he just put two, you know, one and one together to come up with two. And it was just a wonderful thing to be able to make a difference in someone's life with words that were inspired by the Holy Spirit through the ministry of Paul for this woman's situation. And it's just so apropos. I can't go into the details of the situation, but trust me, everything that she needed to be reminded of was in the scripture. And I think this is for anyone who's going into crisis right now. So get out your Bibles, go to the New Testament, flip over it open to, we were in Romans, my husband was in Romans, he did the beginning of Romans 8, but it would be Romans 8 verse 28, and we're going to go from verse 28 to, let's see, 37, and just feel free to interject anything that maybe the Lord might be ministering to you regarding this. Okay. It says we are more than conquerors, okay? That's the title of this particular section of Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things God works for the good, again. And we know that in all things, in crisis, in good situations, bad situations, any situation, he works for the good of those who love him. All right? Those who have stepped out in their faith, united their faith to his undying faith, and you know, through the power, through the gift of love, and are united with him in love, who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. All right? For those God foreknew, he already knew that this was going to happen. He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Okay? And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? So if somebody's bad-mouthing somebody or lying about somebody or, you know, causing, you know, misery in someone's life and the life of family, you know, with friends that, you know, were close, you know, ministry associates, whatever, whatever it is, okay, if God is for us, who can be against us? Human beings can feel, believe me, because we're still in the process of
you know, being redeemed. We're not, we have salvation, but when we receive Jesus, and then as we walk in the Holy Spirit, we get transformed each day by the renewal of our minds and our spirit. All right, but all right, we are not perfected yet until He returns again, and so we are going to always let each other down. But you know, we have to, you know, as we talked about in Bootstrap Faith, we got to pick ourselves up by the bootstrap, okay? By you know, and start all over again. You know, self-examine ourselves, ask the Lord for His grace to, you know, so we can become better people. But clinging on to the mercy of God in that process. Okay, I know there's some people that say, well, it's not really a process. You know, if you really are in the Lord, it's instantaneous. But for some people, it is. Others, a lot of people, though, need to go through that process. It's the degree of the stuff that's in our lives, you know, the darkness that is in our lives that He wants to free us of, okay? And what, Trent?
God the Father knows how best to heal us.
Amen. Amen. So, again, what then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, Jesus, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Okay? God justifies. Who is He that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, and is also interceding for us. All right? Through His undying love and undying faith for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Now listen, this is important. You've got to listen up with this. Who shall? All right? There's nobody with power on earth, under the earth, okay, or in the heavens other than Jesus. You know, there's nothing that can separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing, okay? No principality, no power. It says, shall trouble or hardship or crisis or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword, all right? And there's a lot of dangerous things going on now with the environment, with earthquakes, with oil spills. Those will not separate you from the love of God. And everybody's so fearful. They're thinking, what's next? What is my future going to be like next? The reason why there is that fear is because many people are attached to things, okay? They're making things their God. And that's not where He wants you to put your faith, folks. That is dying faith, okay? Because it's attached to things. It's not attached to the love of God, okay? It's not attached to His undying faith and His undying love. As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. That's how you feel when you're being persecuted. It says, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him, all right, who first loved us, who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers lesser than God, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, is in Jesus Christ, that is in Yeshua. Nothing can separate us, okay, from the love of God. Nothing. Nothing.
Hallelujah.
Okay, nothing. I'm saying that this is anointing or nothing. Nothing can separate us from His love. Nothing. So, what is it going to be for you? Are you going to worry about everything, about the something? Or are you going to put your, you know, trust in the somethings and the everythings? And the Lord is saying nothing. None of those things were intended to separate you from His undying love for you, from, you know, nothing. 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 That's it. Nothing.
And I think that I have nothing else to say. It's nothing. Nothing else. It's no, the meaning of nothing. If you break the word, if you break up the syllables, it's no, N-O, all right? Thing, T-H-I-N-G. Nothing. No thing. All right? And many people are putting their trust and their love and their faith in things that are inanimate, things that do not grow your faith, that, you know, things that have no eternal value at all. All right? They may help in promoting the things of the kingdom of God on earth, but they're not the be-all and end-all, okay? They're not the author and finisher of your faith, okay? Explanation point, quotation marks. so there shouldn't be any question, but yet there are people that are defending these bogus things, you know, that have nothing to do with, you know, God's undying love or faith. He wants your undivided attention, folks. He wants your undivided heart. He doesn't want division. He wants an undivided heart. He wants undivided attention. You know, and this is too much division in this, you know, in the human will right now. And so the Lord wants to fix all that. That's part of what, you know, the Lord was showing me. That was part of the crack in the temple there. You know, we are all temples of the Holy Spirit. We may not act like it. We may forget about what we look like and who we are from God, what we have and who we are. All right, but we are a temple. You know, when we receive Jesus, we contain the Ark of the Covenant. We contain the kingdom. We have the kingdom of heaven within us that needs to be released, you know, through the power of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we just want to just repent for those times that we forget who we are and what we look like. Lord, we forget that we're made in your image. We forget what our identity is. And Lord, and because of that, we lose perspective of our first love, which is you. You are our first love. You are love embodied in Jesus. You are our first love. And Lord, we reunite our faith, our small faith as it is to your faith. We thank you, Jesus, so that we, you know, can participate in our love relationship with you, that we can dance with you, our heavenly bridegroom, with the Jesus, our heavenly bridegroom, King. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Would you do that for your people? Will you mend their broken hearts? Lord, mend their broken lives. There's so many, much brokenness out there. Just mend their broken hearts and the broken lives with your love. Only your love can fix all these things. For those who are so too weak to unite their faith to your faith, Lord, I just stand in the gap for them. I just ask you, Lord, to honor this prayer request for them, that you would come, you would run to them with your undying love. Thank you, Lord, and embrace them. We thank you. Embrace your people. Thank you, Lord. Embrace your people and heal them from the great divorce, the division between the soul and the spirit. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for moving among your people. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're so holy. So Lord, we just ask that you would just come and take your bride away. Take your bride away to the King's chamber. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, you are. I want you to know tonight.
WSCIRO, Seek Christian Internet. WSCIRO, Seek Christian Internet Radio Outreach, Boston, Massachusetts.